So, something my dad used to say when I'd come home after school. So, usually it was longer.
Yeah.
So, usually, how is school today? The last thing I really want to talk about when I get home.
That's right.
So
what?
Grade card day, it could get extra long with lots of so's.
So.
What do you want?
What do you want? I'll tell you what. Speaking of so, we're underneath us here, the bed of music beneath us is Scrapple from the Apple, a Charlie Bird Parker tune.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You're the expert. That's why we have you in here.
That's right. Why else are you in here? This is from Kevin Hayes, the New Day Trio. It was just released in August, and it's called North, and it's named North because he's in New York, and it's an ode to Harlem, and I guess in New York City, with all the boroughs, they call Harlem North.
Okay.
So,
well, I was going to say he's definitely north of us.
Yeah, he's very north of us.
Northeast.
Northeast, yeah. But
I'm being a Midwest rube, aren't I?
He is not south, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about him is I was talking to him today about this new album.
Oh, you were actually talking to the man.
Yeah, we had an interview on the phone. I had a long interview with him around Christmas time, and then as it happens with a lot of these cats, I'm catching up with them just talking about these new albums, which is nice.
You were just testifying to the... how long have we been doing this? About 2 or 3 years?
Oh, we're on 5 and a half.
Okay.
Boom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
5 years. Well, time flies when you're having fun.
That's right. That's
Time's
right.
fun when you're having flies.
That's right.
it's what's been kind of fun to watch is how many of these guys are coming to you.
And that's the thing. These guys, they love it. They love talking about it. They love the rendezvous. And
well, that's the thing.
Up.
So do you.
Yeah, I totally love it. This is, I can't even describe how much fun this is.
You're doing a pretty good job here.
Well, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
You look excited.
So we were talking today, and since Harlem came up, you had the Harlem Renaissance.
Yes.
Okay? And a lot of these cats live in Brooklyn, a lot of these jazz musicians. And we've talked about the resurgence, possible resurgence of jazz. If there's ever really a renaissance like Kansas City's going through right now, I asked him, do you think there's a Brooklyn renaissance going on?
Yeah.
And he paused and he was like, nah, you know, he would kind of waffle a little bit, but I got him to think about it. Because I really think that there's these pockets of musicians that are getting together. He said that Brooklyn is a lot less expensive, which is why a lot of cats are in Brooklyn.
I see.
That was the bigger commentary. But they just all so happen to be here, and they're playing all over the city.
Yeah.
So I don't, but that's another thing, too. It's just like all these cats like Miles Davis and Coltrane and all these guys back in the day. When they were doing the whole bebop on the cusp of these new things, they didn't say, oh, we're in the middle of a movement.
Right.
They were just playing music.
I know it's kind of a weird comparison, but Johnny Cash said the same thing about their movement.
Right.
Yeah, they had no idea that they were in the middle of something, or for that matter, later country artists being something called outlaw.
Yeah.
Let alone, they were just doing that thing they do.
It's being relaxed, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, they're not going to get all pent up and say, oh, yeah, we're in the middle of a movement. I'm glad that was his answer, was that I don't know.
I don't even know if Waylon Jennings could have said the word renaissance. Kidding.
Renaissance.
Renaissance, bud.
Renaissance. But speaking of one more thing. Speaking of one more thing that I wanted to bring up here.
Yes.
I got a book here called Good Vibes. And one of
our
favorite,
I saw you bring that in here to the studio.
One of our favorite instruments around here is the vibraphone. And one of the best on the instrument ever is Mr. Terry Gibbs. And I reached out to him via email. He called me from L.A. And I didn't get the call, but we called back. Long story short, he ended up calling me. And basically in our conversation, which was a very spirited conversation, these conversations that I have with these guys, because the legends only call you. They don't email you.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I need to record because we get the most traction. They're like, how's Kansas City? What's going on? We start talking about Bird. And then they kind of go on tangents and they're relaxed.
I love how philosophical, kind of about life and things and the big picture. It sort of becomes, you know, some of the discussions I've heard you have with some of these people. I know we only get them in snippets on the show, but sometimes, man, you guys are discussing life and everything when you, and that's wonderful because that's their music is kind of a microcosm of that.
It's the entire thing is a tapestry of poetry. There's so much meaning. There's so much vigor. The thing I respect about these guys is they've lived a well-groomed life. they've made great decisions and they've gotten to a point in their lives where all of the great tenets that we talk about as human beings are being employed by their walk. They are very funny, strong, talented, forgiving, evolved human beings. And when you hear people like that, just for a little bit, it's magical.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You know. So anyway, talking to Terry, he's a very funny guy, I can tell, and he's a very spirited kind of cat. He said, we will talk after you get my book. So I ordered Good Vibes. The new copy, which they didn't have a lot on Amazon, was quite expensive. So I found a used copy, and this copy came to me. I can't remember what I paid for it, but it was cheaper. It came from the Sierra View Library, the Old Town Mall in Reno, Nevada. So I got my homework. That's right, the thing right, I love about these guys.
Right next to the pottery, huh?
That's right. Right next to the slot machine. So I got my homework set out for me, and I love this too because I'm going to get to know this guy well, and that's the way you should do it. If you're going to talk to these cats, know their story. Know who they are. I respect that.
Yep, that's a good thing to do. Having made a few... I'm going to share a little something with you. I've had an opportunity now and again to interview jazz artists, country artists, God rest you, Waylon, and classical. And it's strange because I always had trouble remembering names.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that I'll remember a complicated name before I'll remember a simple one.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know why that is. I remember talking to a guy who was a conductor of a symphony orchestra, and I still remember the name to this day. It was Simeon Weckstein.
Wow.
Yeah. I remembered that, but I couldn't remember his manager, who was probably Bill.
Like Bill Smith or something.
Yeah.
That's the way the brain works.
Yeah. So if you get a name like Vince Giordano.
Right.
You know, I can remember that.
Right.
But if the guy's name was just... I don't know. I guess what I'm asking you is, do you kind of have this stigma, or is this just me?
Oh, I definitely have this stigma. Yeah. I have to,
as an interviewer.
Well, yeah, and I have to have notes. I have to know what I'm talking about because I don't even want to mess up anybody they've played with. I don't want to get into that whole boat where it's like I messed. Or if it's someone that's in their band and I get it wrong, no, I don't want that. That's
yeah,
not good.
That's why I never became a sportscaster, particularly of tennis or the Olympics. Guillermo Villas, names like that.
We'll leave that to old Bob Costas.
You betcha.
You know, and all those Al Michael guys, they do good. Those Russian hockey guys, how do they do that?
Is it, yeah, because in broadcasting, what we do is if we don't actually know the name when we run on it, we just sort of... spoof over it, you know. It was out there in the field.
That was the guy with the skates.
Yeah.
He has that stripe on his shirt, you know, some kind of modifier.
And my luck, the sports fan, a guy who exactly knew his name, called me up and let me know. You know, I don't find that very
no,
funny.
No, it's not funny at all.
Okay.
Who are you guys?
Sorry.
What's the matter with you? I won't ever do it again. Ever, ever. So what else we got here?
I say that's about 7 minutes of broadcasting right there.
That's a wrap, I think. Oh, and speaking of, we're going to go out with our friend Kevin Hayes.
Yeah, let's have a little more of this.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to it's evening while we're recording this right now, but we're going to harken back and go back in time. This is the track, the final track. We started with the first one, Scrapple from the Apple, and this one is called Morning, and with Morning, we say to you, good night.
And good night. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
We can use the apartment.
Neon Jazz.